You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. This is Elizabeth Powell with Tech Trend Investments.
And this is Joseph Grassa. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah. Bananas. We're going to talk about different matchas. Okay. So, guess what? We have a big show. Y'all miss us. We've been gone for a couple weeks. And I'm going to tell you why we've been gone for a couple weeks. But did everybody miss us? Exciting, super fun show today. We're going to talk about some exciting stuff that's going on. And then also, hi, Joseph.
Hello, hello.
There we go. I give up. It's me. So we have a lot of fun this week. And I'm saying, like, did y'all miss us? We've been gone for a bit. What we're trying to do is come here on the 1st and the 15th, always, forever.
Right.
And then sometimes due to travel schedules and things that are going on, we may miss a week or two, so you get to hear some of our replays, which is great. So the people that we talked about a couple weeks ago got lots of traction.
Right.
They ended up, like, on the news. They got articles written about them. Like, whenever we talk about somebody on the show, I love it how you all pour out and reach out to those people, and those people get lots of attention. So we saw, like, their user count go up, like, 5, 10, 20,000, and also they got to go on news shows and had articles written about them in the paper after the show, so that's awesome, too. That's amazing. Whenever people are out there doing good things for the world, good things for the community, I'm 100% there to support people that are trying to make the world a better place and change the world for the better. So,
yay, go them.
Woo! Right. So we have an exciting show, and we're going to talk about a lot of things. There's a lot of fun things happening, a lot of excitement that I'm going to be talking about today, and I'm going to try and wait till the 30 mark. I'm trying to hold back on the 30 mark, but we have, like, a lot of good news. First, I want to paint you all a picture. So this is we're going to do one called "Where in the World is Elizabeth Today?" So we're going to point a picture, and then you're going to find out where in the world Elizabeth is today and how you'll be able to do what I do.
Ooh.
We have something exciting that we're going to talk about that too. So we know that we come to you, like, once a week, you know, maybe every other week. And you don't know what's going on, right? You're waiting on anticipation to find out what's going on in the markets or what's going on with travel or what's the next big idea or tech that's going on. And you're like, what's happening? Well, we are going to be giving a newsletter out that you can sign up for and get, I think we'll have a daily one and a weekly one also, and get updates. But we're also going to have teasers where you can find, like, teasers on the lowest flights and hotels and deals and travel that is random that came available that you wouldn't have been able to find if you're scouring on your own, because our AI finds it for us. And then new tech that's coming out in the world that you don't know about yet, you could be the first one to talk to your friends about it. And then when we have the show, we'll talk about all the things that we found during the week, and then the people that were involved in the newsletter got to see it. But we'll give the post and the link to the website in our next show. So then you'll be able to sign up for it. You'll be able to go online and see our About Us page and get information about it, and then click on and find information about finding the lowest flights and the travel and finding out about the newest tech and what's the hot thing right now and what's trending. And then if you want to sign up for the newsletter, you can also sign up for the newsletter. But we're going to play a game right now, and Joseph doesn't even know.
I don't.
Joseph doesn't even know. I kept it a surprise. Only 3 people know where I'm in the world right now. So it's called "Where in the World," you know, like, "Where in the World is, like, Waldo or Carmen San Diego?" Where in the world is Elizabeth right now? And Most of the time, my settings and surroundings kind of look the same in all the destinations I go to because I'm attracted to the same type of places, which have palm trees and blue water. Everywhere I go has palm trees and blue water. If it's a pool with blue water, or if it's a lake, a river, an ocean with blue water. And I have this thing for palm trees. Okay, you can't talk. You can't say anything yet, Joseph, because you'll probably guess it right away. So you have to wait. You have to wait a little bit. You have to wait
a little bit.
And then then you're going to find out why I'm here and how you're going to be able to do the same thing I'm doing. So, and then when we find out, like, what my cost was, y'all are going to want to sign up for the newsletter, believe me. And then you'll get market updates. You'll get to know what's going on, new tech, new trends, fun things to do. And then maybe we'll do a little game on that website, too, Where in the World's Elizabeth, and give away a trip.
That might
be a good idea.
Yeah, we would have to.
So if you guess today, because I'm going to give you the answer today, but we'll do one where if I'll give away a trip.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I like that.
That might be fun. That might be fun. Okay, so it's actually sprinkling right now. I see palm trees. I see green grass. I see blue waves, and they're crashing on the shore right now. And the waves are probably 4 to 6 feet with aqua blue to deep blue water because of the storm coming in. And then when you're walking down the street, all the little shops and restaurants and bars are down the street that fronts the ocean. That could be a couple places in the world.
It could be.
Hold on. I need a sip of water because I've been fighting a bug. hold on. Sip of water.
Sip of water. I think I might already have it.
No, you can't tell me yet. And my favorite drink should be here, but I haven't had it yet.
Oh, then
it
I
should
already
be
know.
Here, but it's harder to find here this trip for some reason. Like you would think it'd be prevalent everywhere, and there's only one place that I was able to find it at.
Oh my!
And then when you walk down the street, so it has the hotels, it has cute shops, it has a famous general store. And if y'all been out here, you know what I'm talking about once I tell you. It has little bars and restaurants that overlook the ocean with big open patios. And it has, this will give it away. I can step out my front door to the ocean.
Watch,
I'm on the patio looking at the ocean right now. And it has black rocks everywhere.
That definitely gives it away.
Okay, Justin, where am I at?
You are in Hawaii.
I am in Hawaii. I'm in Kona. Now you're going to hear what I got this deal for and how I came about getting it, because it's actually rather quite exciting. So we have AI that finds the lowest deals everywhere for flights, hotel, places to stay, food deals. It scours everything like arbitrage, basically, and finds things like last minute or 3 to 12 months in advance. There goes my voice again.
Water break.
I've had, I guess, a little bit too much fun. I've been working California hours on Hawaii time zone. So I've been waking up at 3 a.m. and it's been getting to me. But that's okay. Okay, so here's the deal. It was Memorial Day weekend, and that's just the hottest weekend of the whole entire year. Memorial Day weekend is the kickoff for summer. And if you all know, when you go to travel on Memorial Day weekend, all the hotels raise their prices for that weekend because that's the weekend that everybody travels. Now, a lot of y'all probably think, oh, let's not travel. It's going to be too expensive because gas is too high right now. Well, guess what? When prices may be a little bit higher, the travel wants to incentivize you to travel so that they can make sure that their hotels are filled. They want to make sure that people are there because they have workers that work no matter if you're there or you're not. They have empty spaces that are empty if you're there or not. And same thing with airlines, right? Even though right. maybe gas prices went up and fuel prices went up, airlines still have to fly no matter what. They have to right. fly if there's two people in the plane or if the plane is full. Now, yes, they would have to eat some of the gas prices maybe, potentially. But if only two people flew, they would have to fly an empty plane.
Right.
Now, if they fill up the plane and they subsidize the cost of the flight, they can fill up the plane, because if you have, you know, 200 people at $200 at a discounted rate, you still have a full plane versus if you have two people at $1,000 each.
Right.
So we had talked in April, and I said to y'all that airfare to Hawaii was $100 then. I didn't book my air then. So I actually booked it the day before I flew.
Oh, my.
And I got my flight for $5.
What?
$5. So I used my points, but I got my flight for $5. And I booked it the day before I flew. Okay, that's number one. That's the exciting part, number one. Number two, so remember, holiday weekends are usually like the biggest weekend, the most expensive. You usually have to book 3 to 6 months out in advance. It's the kickoff of summer. Everybody wants to travel on that weekend, right?
Yep.
It's like the biggest weekend. And so normally the hotel goes for $750 a night in Hawaii, in Maui. So Memorial Day and Memorial Week, actually, to the weekend, I went to Maui. I stayed in a 2-bedroom villa across the street from the ocean. And I got the whole entire week for $300.
Oh, my God.
Normally, it's $750 a night plus taxes and resort fees. I booked it the day before I went to go fly. $300 for the whole entire week. Okay. So I'm like, okay, I'm out here for Memorial Day weekend. I'm out here for the week. I'm in Maui. I walk across the street to the beach. I can walk to the stores. I've been to Maui multiple times, so I didn't like need to sightsee or anything. So I didn't need a car. I got the shuttle from the airport, which is normally like $100, for $20. An Uber would cost me $85. I got a shuttle for $20. And I was the only person. So I got the whole entire van to myself for $20.
Oh my God.
On the way to the resort, which was an hour away from the airport. And then on the way back, I was the only person again. Got the whole entire van to myself for $20. It was an hour back to get back to the airport. Okay, so that's part two. Oh then I'm gosh. Like, okay, I'm going to head back. I can fly back for $5 with points again. So I get my flight back. I booked my flight. Now, when you book with your points and you book directly with the airline, if you decide to make changes on it, you can, and everything's refunded back to you.
Oh.
Yeah. Because another smoking deal popped up.
Why? <Hawaii. laughs>
And I got a week in Kona for $200.
Oh, my God.
Now, this one normally is $450 a night. I got the whole entire week for $200.
Holy.
Then I'm like, okay, if I fly back and I'm flying back into Vegas, I'd have to stay in Vegas. It would be a weekend. So I haven't played there in a bit, so I'd probably have to pay for a hotel to stay. And if I flew out that night, I would have to leave at 9 p.m. to get like my $5 flight,
right.
Which is great. It's fine, right? But my checkout's at 11. So I'm like, okay, I might have to do a day pass. Because like if you're waiting for the airport, do you stay another night or do you do a day pass? You hang out by the pool all day and then fly back at night. And I could have flown during the day too. And the good thing is Hawaiian Air and Alaskan Air over the ocean has Wi-Fi.
Right.
So nobody knew I was on the airplane talking to y'all. I wasn't on the air here, but so I was, I had Wi-Fi and it was included. I had the roomy seats. It was included. I had a $5 flight and they served me food and you get drinks because you got on that quote unquote premium thing. So I went to go book my flight. I'm like, if I fly at 9 o'clock, let me look it up. Day passes in Kona, pool passes are about $150. Let's see if there's any other fun getaway weeks going on right now.
Right.
I got another week for only $150 this time.
Oh my God.
$150 for the whole entire week. It's normally $450 a night. $150 for the whole entire week. And now I get to fly back and leave in the morning, so I don't need a pool pass. I get to pick any day of the week to come back now because I got the whole week for $150.
Oh my God.
I get back, I have comped rooms and my car's parked for free because I'm a player out there. So I'm not paying for airport parking. My Uber to the airport and back is $15. My shuttle back and forth to the hotels was only $20. My whole entire week was $300 for the first week, $200 for the second week, $150 for the third week. I've been in Hawaii for $650 for 3 weeks. That's the cost of one night in Maui.
Oh my God. You need to make a challenge to find a fourth week now for $100.
No, you're going down
$50 every week. You go down. It should just be a challenge. How much cheaper can you get it each week? Because you went from $250 down to $150 now.
I know, to $150. This is like the lowest price I've ever paid in Hawaii ever. And it's also the lowest price I paid like in the Caribbean, any of my other travels. $150 is like the lowest I paid. And I came out here in October and I got it for like $400 or $600 a week. And I thought that was a smoking deal because it was. I got it now for $150.
Now you have a new standard for what a smoking deal is. Going down from $250 to $150.
Well, now here's the other thing. The other good thing about it is there's these new type of financing where you can split your payment over like 4 payments or 12 payments and pay it over a year so that you're not like, if you find out this hot getaway that you want to take and like say you're limited on funds, but it's like your vacation for the whole entire year. Normally people pay, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 to take their 2 week vacation or their 1 week vacation.
Right.
And say it's like not the right moment and you're tight on funds, you can split your payment over 12 months. And so my $150 week now costs me $10 a month for a year.
Oh my God. It's like you're paying for a subscription for like one of the streaming
services. Yeah, like that's cheaper than my AI. That's cheaper than my, like, what else? My Netflix. Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
That's cheaper than my Netflix.
That's what I was hinting at.
So I have a real life adventure where I get to touch grass in the ocean instead of watching it on TV for $10 a month.
Oh my God.
So where in the world is Elizabeth now? And then I have another one that I have another $5 flight, but we'll talk about that when that one happens.
Ooh.
And that one I booked in advance and I have 7 nights comped there too.
Oh,
and
I already
my flight's only $5, right? So everybody's always like, oh, you know, like the gas prices are too high, I can't travel. Well, guess what? You can. Oh, the food prices are too high, I can't go out to eat. Well, you know what? There's not that many people, so they have deals everywhere. I'm able to get, this is the greatest thing in the world, I got fresh eggs for $2.99 out here.
What?
Yeah, $2.99. They're fresh eggs locally. And I got them at the ABC market, which is like, if you all go to Hawaii, you know that ABC has their like little stores everywhere. That's the general market I was talking about. They were $2.99 for eggs.
Oh my God.
And then what was the other one that had a smoking deal? Poke. Poke's like one of my favorite foods. And I get fresh tuna poke for $9.99 a pound.
Fresh
tuna poke, right? And then, like, with food deliveries and stuff, when you're in a new area, they'll, like, give you these 50% off coupons and buy one, get one free deals and all these things because they want you to order so that they keep their drivers busy and the stores busy. And so they have all those,
too. Oh, my God.
And then you can have groceries delivered to you. You don't need a car.
It just sounds like the perfect scenario. Like, you can travel for $5 flights, stay anywhere around the world, right? And then you get these deals right now where it's, you can get food, you can literally get anything you need right to your door with all these discounts that are happening, cheaper than you could probably find at home.
Right. And the reason that people don't, like, you don't think of these things is you think, oh, the price of gas is higher, so it's going to cost me more to travel, which means that I'm going to have a bigger cost. But you know what? No matter what happens with energy, whatever happens with food, whatever happens with the world, businesses still have employees. They still have product. They still have supplies. And so when you say, oh, I shouldn't travel, well, why not? You're right. Helping those people keep their jobs too, right? Because if you don't travel because it's too expensive, you think it's too expensive, then the restaurants stay empty, the airplanes stay empty, the hotels stay empty. So they know that this is temporary. They know that they're going to keep their staff. They want people here enjoying the islands or wherever you're traveling to in the world. They want you to travel still. They want you to enjoy your life. And temporarily, they'll subsidize it and they'll take that hit, but you guys will get a smoking deal because of it. And you don't realize it until you open up your app or your AI and you're like, this is the price. And I've stayed at both of these places before, so I know that they were, you know, like 3 to 5 stars. So I know that they're great locations, like right across. My first one had a view of the ocean, a view of the pool, a balcony. This one has a view of the ocean and the palm trees, and I can see everything from my balcony. So, I wasn't downgraded. I didn't get, like, the worst room of the house. I actually got the best room of the place.
Right.
In both of them. And they have me on the top floor, so I'm on the top floor in both of them. Ooh. And I didn't tell them who I am. I didn't book it, like, with my name. So just so you all think, like, oh, yeah, she got it because, you know, she threw names around and stuff. I booked it online. They don't even know it was me.
Oh, my God.
So like everyone thinks, oh, it's only these, you know, this way is the only way you're going to get it. This deal is open to anybody. Booked it online. Nobody knows who I am. I check in, I stay, I do my thing, and I talk to you guys from Hawaii.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes. Go ahead.
What gave it away to me was the store, and I didn't even realize it was ABC. I just know because you've talked about it before.
Those are my favorite cute little stores. They're so cute. I know when I was in Honolulu, so like I got a smoking deal when I was in Honolulu. I stayed, I ended up staying 2 months out there. I got like a full, what was it, a studio or one bedroom?
I think it was a studio there.
And then back then I booked it on Airbnb, but I got like a one bedroom and I was like a couple blocks from the ocean on that one, but I stayed for 2 months and I got bored though, cause I get the itch, of course. And then I ended up flying to Kona and I flew to Hawaii and stayed a week there and then stayed a week in Kona or maybe two. And actually I stayed at this place, but ABC stores, like you walk by them right when you go down the strip of where the ocean meets the road, where it meets all the hotels and all the little cute stores. And they have an ABC like every half mile, maybe. So you can walk to all of them. Yeah, they're so cute. And then the best part about it is like out in Hawaii, if you've never been to Hawaii, you can go to the restaurants. The restaurants serve Hawaiian food, obviously. So they have Loco Moco. They have Spam. Like Spam is every single kind of flavor of Spam. Musabi, matcha. So that's the thing. I have not had a matcha here yet. And I've been here for 3 weeks.
What?
But I know. there's one place like 3 doors down from me that has matcha, but when I went searching for matcha, it's not prevalent here like it is back at home, which is funny.
Oh my God.
Hawaii is like the place where matcha, you know, Japan is 100% matcha, and Hawaii is like matcha too, probably Honolulu more so than here.
Right.
But now what was I saying? So they have Locomoco, which is like the hamburger patty with the egg and the gravy on it. And then they have pulled pork, kalua pork, which is the shredded Hawaiian pork and cabbage and rice. And my favorite thing is furikake, which I probably pronounced that completely wrong. But it's basically dried seasoned seaweed that you sprinkle onto your rice. So they have that. And then what are my other favorite things? Poke. Poke is my favorite. And you can get poke at the grocery store for $9.99 a pound. And it has every single type of poke. So it'll have the sriracha mayonnaise spicy one with aioli, or it will have just the shoyu, which is like the soy sauce and a little bit of spice. They have like 30 different variations of poke, and it's all fresh. Can buy it by the pound. And so like the first week, I went a little crazy because I was very happy to have Hawaiian food. And it was like, it's so cheap in comparison.
Right.
You know, like you would think, but wherever you're at, if it's that's their specialty food, you're going to get it at the discounted price because that's their food.
Right.
Right. So like when you go to Italy, you get like there's 100 different types of mozzarella and it's like $1.
Yep.
but and it's so good and fresh and, you know, but then you go to the grocery store here and it's like $15 for the same thing. Or prosciutto. You go to Italy and get prosciutto and it's like $1.
Yep.
And then you come out here and it's like $15. But, but you know, if you're at the place that's their specialty of their food, you're getting the great prices. Like when I was in Japan, it was like sushi for $1 or $2 and Wagyu beef for like $10. And normally it's like 100 something in the States if you go to a nice dining restaurant. But in Japan, it's like $10, $20.
The Wagyu, I love it.
Yeah. So like if you eat from the area and you have their food, it's affordable. So yeah, so
isn't Wagyu a big thing in Hawaii also? I've heard that's so yeah, or so I've heard
Honolulu more so.
I need to try it. I need to try it there, and I need to try like the real Wagyu beef and real musubi and real spam because it's not anywhere but in Hawaii, and it's so different, right?
Right.
Oh my god.
So I'm excited, but I've been working California hours in Hawaii, and as you can tell, I've lost my voice. I've been kind of a little under the weather for the last 5 days.
just a little bit.
So I haven't, as I drink more water, so I haven't ventured out the last 5 days except to walk by the beach by myself because I don't want to, you know, get near anybody just in case. But I've been waking up at 3 a.m. Hawaii time, which is 6 a.m. California time, and then going to sleep at, you know, like 2 a.m. California time. So it took a little toll on me, but that's okay.
Just a tiny one. It's just a 6-hour difference from where I am in Hawaii versus a 3-hour difference. And I didn't even realize because you've been still waking up on the California hours.
Yeah, so I had only told like 3 people that I left, you know, and now the whole world knows that I'm in Hawaii. You know, you go from 3 to a billion people, to the million listeners that are listening in. But you'll all like, everybody always has like a reason why they don't do something, and they want to blame something for the reason why they don't do something. So, you know, if you want to travel, don't give an excuse why you can't. Find a way to. If you want to go out to dinner, don't give an excuse why you can't. Find a way to. There's always a way. There's these businesses want to fill up their restaurants. These businesses want to fill up their airplanes. These businesses want to fill up their hotels. So no matter what the economy is doing, if it's thriving and it's hot, and you know everybody's doing it, then you know they go through the ups and the downs, just like all market cycles go through ups and the downs, but you'll get right. smoking deals in the meantime, because they know at the end of the day, this cycle will not last that long. They know, you know, in a month, in July, near 4th of July, every single hotel will be filled to the max. Every single airplane will be filled to the max. All the restaurants will be pumping loud music, lots of people walking up and down the street. So they know that, you know, this is only temporary, but in the interim, they want to keep their staff happy. They want to keep, you know, people in their hotels.
Right.
And it gives you the opportunity. So like people always say like, well, you know, if this is going on, then this is the excuse and I'm not going to do this because of that. But, you know, the only people that you're hurting is yourself, or you're hurting, you know, the people that are out there to make your life a better life.
Right? Exactly.
Like
exactly.
If you're a tourist, yeah, no matter what happens, they're still going to do their job. No matter what happens, you know, you're still going to do your job. And like people always have the thing like, oh, big corporate, you know, I don't want to support big corporate, but you have to think of big corporate has lots of jobs that people have because they're big corporate. And right. if big corporate didn't make the type of money that they made and produce the kind of income that they produce and give those goods and services out to those people and run it even when the market is hot or the market is cold, when they're making lots of money or they're not making lots of money, they still keep their, you know, workforce going. They still trickles down. The employee's going to work, then he's going to still buy goods and services, which then support somebody else. And then that person who does the goods and services still pays for stuff. So, you know, it's a full cycle. It's a full,
it's a full cycle.
Right. The business cycle. Right. So there's smoking deals, and you know, everyone's like, no, it's too expensive. It's not. Like, I'm proof that it's not. And this is the best price I've gotten on all of my travels. And I was hesitant. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be traveling right now, you know, because people may say, like, well, why are you traveling right now? Like, why shouldn't I travel when it's $5?
I would be traveling if it was a $5 flight.
Right? It's cheaper for my gas to go. So say I wanted to go to Vegas or Arizona or Havasu, go to the river, and I was traveling from California, or even going from, like, Northern Cal to Central Cal or Central Cal to Southern Cal, like to San Diego, my gas would cost me about $150 just on my gas.
Right.
$150, $200. My flight cost me $5. $5. $5. That's not even a gallon of gas.
Oh, my God. And the flight plus your stay for 1 week where you are right now in Kona is the same price as a gallon of gas.
Right. And I got to stay in the beautiful beach overlooking the ocean for the same price. So.
Oh, my God.
So, y'all, we're going to be having a newsletter that you're going to get these fucking deals.
Yeah. I'm going to be paying attention to the newsletter, too.
Right? So, I'm going to show, like, either daily or weekly, whenever something comes up, I'll list a bunch of different places that have discounted flights, like a $100 flight, a $10 flight, you know, 6,000 points or whatever it is. And then we'll put it out in the newsletter. And then, basically, obviously, whoever gets it first and books it first is going to get it because the prices change daily. We always say to book your hotels, your reservations, your air on Tuesdays. Guess what today is? Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
And then we always say, like, you can do it 1 day in advance. Mine was 1 day in advance. And so they discounted it because it didn't fill up yet. And they wanted somebody to come in. So I booked it in 1 day. Or you can do 3 months out. My other one that I booked 3 months out, I'm getting a $5 flight also. And I'm going to the Caribbean, actually to Miami, and my flight's $5 and it's first class.
Oh my God.
So not today, but on that next trip.
Yeah.
And I booked that one 3 months in advance.
Oh my God.
So there's ways to do this. Like, you the goal is like, we all want freedom in our life, right? We want right. the luxury. We want to live the life that we want. You don't have to pay $10,000 to live the life that you want. You just have to have the knowledge how to do it.
Right.
And that's what we provide to you, the knowledge how to do it. So is that knowledge worth $10,000?
Yes.
100%, right? If you can get a week in Hawaii for $150 with a $5 flight, is that knowledge worth $10,000? Yes. Because
yes.
you would have paid for that for the week. But, right. you know, that's right. So I'm not saying we're charging you $10,000. I'm just saying the knowledge is worth it. Think about what knowledge is worth. And then we're going to give the newsletter for free. So that you'll get like a teaser. You'll get to see what we have. We'll talk about new trends, new tech that's coming out, like what discounted flights. And the discounted flights are not like the cheap seats in the back that you have to like be on the towel. I flew in the first five rows.
Oh my God.
With and you're the flying spacious first seating. Class. Yeah.
$5.
And then I also flew like emergency. I fly emergency row all the time, or I fly in the first five rows. So I didn't have to pay for the cheap seats. I got the good seats for $5. So,
oh,
and I got the good room. I have like the best room of the whole entire place that has the ocean view. And it's the I probably paid the least that everybody in here did, because I'm sure they booked theirs 3 to 6 months to a year in advance.
Right.
So we'll send that out so you get that information. And then, now remember, we give you knowledge so you can have freedom to make choices to live the life that you want to live. We talk about trends and the markets. We talk about real estate and what's going on with interest rates and the Fed and all that stuff. So our AI does predictive modeling because it finds this kind of stuff. And not only does it do it in financial markets, but it does it in travel. We have it in DNA. We have event planning for it. With some of our other, I have made so many bots now that we have a AI that will call you and talk to you on the phone, and
yep.
businesses are starting to do that now too. So if you're a business and you want like a full AI package, you can reach out to us too. We're doing kind of like an AI customized for businesses, so it can talk to your customers, book reservations, do whatever it needs to do, find arbitrage for you. Answer emails, talk to people in DMs. Soon, maybe it'll be taking pictures of you while you're on your family vacation. But you
oh
know,
my God.
You never know yet. it hasn't done that yet. But we have all of these things. And then now I'm going to talk about the markets.
Ooh.
So I thought we'd get a little exciting on that. So
drum roll for this part.
Okay, so y'all. Now, remember, we're in cycles, guys, okay? So we're in cycles, but our next cycle is actually going to kick off June 8th is our next cycle.
Oh.
So we have another cycle coming up right now. Now, we have all-time highs in the stock market. I'm going to explain how money flows. Money flows from, like, stocks, bonds, options, and futures based on where the next big trend is. Then you take profits, and then you put it into undervalued assets, and then the undervalued assets appreciate. Then you take some profits off of those when they appreciate, and then you put it into another asset when you're investing. Remember, this is your coffee money, your discretionary money, your play money. Your major portfolio goes into the stable part that gets that 8 to 12% return annually. Now, think of it this way. If you have a stock, and the stock, say you invested $1,000 in the stock market, or you invested $1,000 in the stock, and it gave you a 10% return. It averages, say, a 10% return over 30 years.
Right.
You on $1,000, you make $100, okay?
Yep.
When you take a higher risk investment, you don't need to invest $1,000. You can invest $100, which is just 10% of your portfolio. And that $100 may go to $200. And when it does, you made a $100 return, just like your $1,000 made a $100 return, but you invested less money.
Right.
So that's how you reposition your portfolio, is you always have your stables, which is the bulk of your investment in stable type of stocks, bonds, options, and futures. Higher risk is usually in new technology, AI, because it's new technology, right? But right. They also have a higher reward and a higher risk. So the S&P, NASDAQ, Dow have just hit all-time highs recently, right? Can you give those dates?
The Dow hit an all-time high of 51,374 today. The NASDAQ hit 30,714 today. And what was the last one?
The US NASDAQ, one? Dow, and S&P.
Oh, my S&P is missing.
I think S&P hit the all-time high today, too.
It did. The S&P hit, 7,620 today.
Today. Now, what you guys don't realize is if you analyze what's in all of those portfolios, it's the ones that are running are not just technology and AI stocks. There's defense, there's energy, there's banking are all up also.
Right.
So, and then we have IPOs coming out for SpaceX and Anthropic are coming out. And they're going to be in the $1 trillion range. And these are stock IPOs. Now, if you invest $1,000 and you make $100 on the return in a year, you made 10%. If you invest $100 in a higher risk and it fluctuates up and down, which it does. So say your $100 goes to 50 and then you buy like another 50 dollar cost average. Now your investment goes to 200 or 300. You've made that return on a smaller amount of an investment.
Right.
So I'm probably talking big numbers and it's easier if you see it written down, but think of it this way. We'll do $100. So a $100 investment makes a $10 return in a year. So now your $100 has 110. Now, if you invest $10 into a higher risk, higher reward, and your $10 goes to, say, hypothetically five, you've only invested $10. You didn't invest a large amount of money. Right. Now the five goes back to 10. So it goes back up because it's volatile, because it's high risk but high reward. And now the 10 goes to 20. You made a $10 return that's only 10% on your stable portfolio. But on your higher risk, high reward portfolio, it's 200%.
Right.
So to make the same amount of money, you don't need to invest as much. But you want to take some of your profits from your more stable stuff and invest in, like, again, do your own research, not financial advice. I'm just giving you a breakdown so you can see, like, when you have a higher risk, higher reward, you get higher returns, but it's also more volatile. And if you wait out the volatility, it cycles up and down. And when you're getting in at the low range, and it doubles, your $10 now turned into $20, which your $100 made $10, and your $10 makes $10.
Right.
Right? So you either make 10% on your stable money, or on your higher risk when you invest less money, you make 200% on your higher risk investment money. So that's why we always say don't invest like your mortgage, your rent, your bills, your insurance, into higher risk, higher reward. You invest your coffee money, your pizza money, your air flight for $5 into. Now, if my $5 turned into 10, I just paid for two flights.
Right.
So, but so like, so right now we're in that range and we're in the bottom of our range. And we range up and down because it's high risk, but it's also high reward. So it means it goes up faster and goes down at a certain pace and then goes up faster and goes in a range. So if you look at like a wavelength, like a jump rope that has a wavelength goes up and down like a squiggly line, that's what a high risk, high reward chart normally looks like. It's not a slow moving straight line. It's a up and down But if you time it and you get in near the bottom, it's quicker to get to the top. But if you buy at the top, obviously you have to wait for the cycle to come down and then go back up again.
Right.
So right now we're at the bottom of our range on the cycle, doing research, not financial advice. We had these certain things that were going to take place and they haven't officially done it yet. But think of it this way. We have IPOs on SpaceX and on
Anthropic.
Their valuation is $2 to $3 trillion, probably maybe a little bit more.
Probably.
We are going into tokenized assets, tokenized, basically the companies will have their stocks, but they'll also have a token. And if they do an IPO, everybody wants to buy in because it's a new release. So if you buy into SpaceX, it's a new IPO. If you buy into Anthropic, it's a new IPO and everybody, and the valuation goes up and everybody wants to get into it.
Right.
When they start doing tokenized assets, which they're moving towards right now, that's part of the Clarity Act, and they'll still do it even without the Clarity Act. The Clarity Act was just like a thing to give the SEC a guideline to give kind of a structure, compliance, legal for the states, but they're still moving over towards these tokenized assets. They're using Ethereum as the backing liquid of it and stable coins. Stable coins uses crypto and treasuries for the backing of it. So if you think of the dollar to make its value would have like a gold backing. That's the liquid that backs the dollar back in, I don't know, 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Tokens have crypto that backs it, which is Ethereum.
Right.
It hasn't happened yet, but all the banks have been moved over to stable coins. The legislative have passed the banking committee with the Senate. It hasn't officially gone through the Senate yet. They're moving over to tokenized asset, which is an IPO for all of the companies. So same as SpaceX and Anthropic are launching IPOs for stocks, they're going to be launching IPOs for tokens on all the companies. So if Amazon launches a token and you didn't get in Amazon the first day that Amazon came out, when it came out, this will be like your opportunity to get a tokenized Amazon.
Right.
If you didn't get into Google and Google decides to launch a token, you'll be one of the first people to get in their token, which is basically an IPO for the company, but it's in a tokenized asset.
Right.
The backing of it is in crypto. The backing of it is in stable coins. The stable coins backings in treasury bonds and crypto. So it all hasn't happened yet. It's in the works. And what's happening in the market right now is the uncertainty because we haven't announced any news about it.
Right.
We've talked about it. We know it's coming. It hasn't officially taken place yet. But as soon as it takes place, they're all getting ready for this. And as soon as it gets ready to go, you'll be like, wait, that's what she talked about on those other shows. Wait, they just launched a token. Wait, why is Ethereum going up right now? What's happening? Oh,
right.
Because the Clarity Act's passing. Oh, because they're doing tokenized on businesses. Oh, because this is happening. Oh, because this is happening. So we've been talking about like what is the precursor before something happens. And these are the things that happen. And when there's uncertainty and nobody knows and nobody's following the news and they don't know because we're not, nobody's announcing it yet. They'll
right.
announce it as soon as it starts to happen, but by then it's going to be too late.
Yep.
So when people don't know what's going on, then they're like, oh, well, maybe nothing's happening. Maybe I should sell. And then when do they usually sell? At the bottom. When do they
right.
usually buy? At the top.
Yep.
So don't be one of those people. Take some of your profits. Small profits that you've made on S&P, NASDAQ, Dow, take some of your profits out, put them into higher risk, higher return, but don't put as much. Remember, it only takes on a 100%, a 10% to get the same type of return. You don't need to invest big money. You can invest small money, your coffee money, your $5 airplane money, your $5 pizza money, your $10 coffee money, and get the same kind of return. You just have to go through the cycles that we go through and know what the range is. And we're at the bottom of our range now. So you look at that wave. It's the bottom of that range. And then we go up on a range, and then everybody's like, oh, buy, 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 buy. And then, you know, and then when they profit take, they're like, oh, sell, sell, sell. Wait, it's at the bottom. Why am I selling? And then it goes back up again. You're like, buy, buy, buy. So don't be that person who's doing the opposite of how you're supposed to invest.
Right.
Be that person who thinks smart, thinks ahead, uses their risk according to you. Don't risk big amounts of money, but it only takes a small amount. Think of the people that bought into crypto when it was a dollar, and it was a high risk back then. They didn't know what was going to happen.
Exactly.
You know, so again, do your research, not financial advice, but in the interim, we will find you those flights.
Yes.
And those hotel stays, and that knowledge that's worth $10,000, that knowledge that's worth $10,000 that you can get for $150 a week, for a $5 flight, for technology that's coming out, for the new news that's happening, for all the new tech that's coming out. And we'll talk about that next week.
Woo!
And give you the information about it. But again, remember, I'm optimistic. We have a lot of good things happening. They just haven't happened the timing that we want it to.
Right.
Just like the gas prices haven't gone down the time we wanted to, but we still live our life and we're in Hawaii right now, right?
Or yes.
I'm in Hawaii right now. You know, like live your life still. Go have fun and enjoy it. See all those businesses. And then, you know, in a month when we're in these different cycles again, you're like, oh yeah, that was the episode I should have listened to. But do your research, not financial advice.
Exactly.
So aloha. have an amazing week, everybody. Go get your matcha.
If you can find
or your Hawaiian punch. And have an amazing week.
Yes.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, everyone.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Lizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.